news on MissouriNet. Missouri's Senate Majority Leader says prescription drug monitoring program legislation will hit the Senate floor within a couple of weeks. Lawmakers returned to Jefferson City this afternoon following their spring break. Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz says he's carried the PDMP bill several times.
I look forward to having that conversation. Obviously, it's something that Senator Rader is very passionate about. When he was in the House, I carried that legislation myself, tried to find a resolution for that.
Pro Tem Schatz is working with Scott City State Senator Holly Rader, who has filed the PDMP bill for the ninth straight year. They're back, seersuckers at the Missouri Capitol.
When the Missouri legislature gets back to work this week, a lightweight cotton tradition is expected to make a comeback. Seersucker Wednesdays. The style, especially popular in the South, has been in full force for several years within the great halls of the Missouri Capitol. Beginning the first Wednesday after the General Assembly's spring break, many lawmakers proudly fashion the striped ensemble. The practice has been to wear the seersucker outfits every Wednesday until the regular session ends in May. The weekly showing is about as united as you can get. Lawmakers from both parties, Capitol staffers, and even lobbyists dig out their seersuckers and are seen proudly strutting around. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
There is bipartisan support for legislation that's aimed at keeping registered sex offenders away from Missouri conservation areas.
The Missouri Department of Conservation and the Conservation Federation of Missouri support legislation from Whitewater GOP State Representative Barry Hovis. He's a former law enforcement officer with 30-plus years of experience. The House Public Safety Committee approved his bill 8-0. It's expected to go to the Missouri House floor sometime after the spring break. Hovis is bill would ban most registered sex offenders from being 500 feet from any Missouri Department of Conservation, Nature, or Education Center. Brian Helsworth, MissouriNet.
Governor Parsons' state budget proposal includes an even bigger pay raise than he originally requested for some Missouri Department of Corrections jobs. On top of the recommended 2% salary boost for all state workers, he's now asking for some corrections positions to get anywhere from nearly 6% to an almost 15% pay hike. Missouri Department of Corrections spokeswoman Karen Pogeman says the revised request targets some food service officer, sergeant, and lieutenant positions.
This is great news for us, not only for the people who are directly affected by the pay increases, but also for all the people who have been working overtime, taking on extra duties, and really losing some sense of work-life balance because we've had staffing shortages at most of our facilities.
Missouri has 21 prisons, including in Northwest Missouri's Cameron and St. Joseph, Northeastern Missouri's Vandalia, Southeastern Missouri's Charleston and Bon Terre, and Central Missouri's Jefferson City and Fulton. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.